The following is from our Marketing to Go series, brought to you by Checkerboard Strategic Web Development and Media Relations Agency. How should you promote your new product? By Heather Champagne.
Here's something I hear all the time. My new product is great. If only people knew about it, they would buy it. That's often true. What else is often true is that many marketers are promoting their new products all wrong. They act as if they're marketing an established product and not an up-and-coming one. They use the same tactics as those iconic brands, such as Coca-Cola or McDonald's, but then they come up short. What do I tell them? You have to consider the product's life cycle stage when you create your promotions. The product life cycle is the period of a time the product exists in the marketplace, from its introduction to its discontinuation. It consists of four stages. One, the introductory, two, the growth, three, the maturity, and four, declining. Not all products go through each stage. Some decline soon after introduction, and some remain in the maturity phase for long periods of time. The period of time in each phase can vary greatly, but what doesn't vary is how you should promote a product. When it's in those early stages, the first two stages need heavy, heavy promotion. You must use reach and teach marketing. Use reach and remind in the later phases. But today we're focusing on new products. Your focus should be on educating consumers about the product, how it solves a problem, what it can do, and most importantly, why they need it. The key is to obtain enough exposure to adequately explain the product and to share your message in a format that consumers will actually listen to and trust. This will create the desire to buy. So how do you do that? You need articles in magazines and newspapers, interviews on television and radio, as well as plenty of content online. The publicity can provide enough bandwidth for an adequate explanation about your product. Best of all, today's consumers are very receptive to hearing your messaging delivered through these channels. In fact, they're craving it. What shouldn't you do? You can't depend on traditional advertising to sell your product. First of all, buying enough ads to explain all but the most basic of your product will probably burst your budget. And second, today's consumers tend to be ad blind. We all simply dismiss ads without reading them. We just don't trust them. But read about a new product in the newspaper, see it on the morning news, hear an expert discussing its benefits on the radio, then see it mentioned in an online article. Now you've piqued the consumer's interest and opened their wallet. Ready for more? Watch our videos and more tips that you can put to use immediately. Be sure to subscribe.
If you're on the go and want to revisit the information in this episode, a transcript and relevant links are included in the episode show notes. Thanks for listening.